Welcome to the House Geeks Real Estate Show, sponsored by Bricks Real Estate. I'm Kirk Duckwall. Joining me is Chad Vandelot, and we are the House Geeks. Our other sponsors are iLoan Home Mortgage, Network Title, and James Tolson with Country Financial. Bunch of great people. Give me a call if you have any questions, 612-207-5388. Again, 612-207-5388. You can check us out anytime. Housegeeks.com for the latest and greatest searching and researching tools. We have a whole bunch more links that we've added on there, and the best home searching app out there. It's the same one we use as realtors. So check us out as well for upcoming events, classes. You can watch us on our Facebook page by typing in House Geeks. And then we have a new page, House Geeks Houses. So make sure you're on the just straight House Geeks page where we have like the Funny Photo Friday, upcoming classes, all sorts of stuff on there. Today we are talking about top seller mistakes. You know, not necessarily the best time of year at the moment to putting a house on the market, especially if you're a couple months out from putting it on the market. And we're going to get into timelines and things like that. But you know, hopefully this gives people things to think about as they may be getting their home ready for a spring or late winter, possibly summer listing. So yeah, top seller mistakes, and each one of these can cost a seller thousands and thousands of dollars ultimately in the sale price. And I know something that we pride ourselves on as the House Geeks and Bricks Real Estate agents is really trying to get the top dollar with minimal hassle. And most of this stuff is minimal. And we can always give guidance to help people with getting their home ready for sale. And, you know, when you think of, hey, I want to put my home on the market, how much time do you think the average consumer thinks they need?
12 hours.
12 hours, right. And how much time do you think it really takes?
I would estimate 2 to 3 months would be, and even longer, 2 to 3 months minimum by the time you talk to an agent, get some advice, some recommendations, think the process through clearly, understand the process so you can go in with a clear plan to maximize your profit and minimize the inconvenience associated with maximizing the profit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, and just to schedule up work if you're going to have work done. You know, it's kind of like, think of it like the idea of why is it you vacuum out the car and bring it through the car wash prior to bringing it to for a trade-in? You know, you want the presentation to be good. Mm-hmm. So the rushing, the number one mistake I think people make is they try to rush their property onto the market.
A good example of this is paint jobs. A good paint job in a home will always pay off. A bad paint job where it gets onto the ceiling and gets onto the trim and there's poor color choice and there's drips on the floor and drips running down the wall can actually take money off. And it's clearly that the person who did it was not trying to either save money by doing it themselves or was in a hurry to get it done and did not do it.
I was in a home the other day and the spackle where they went over the nail holes didn't get painted. And I thought to myself, you know me in car analogies. I thought, wow, that would be like going out and looking at a car with that had fresh Bondo on it that wasn't painted. You know, how would that make you feel about that car? Mm-hmm. So, you know, even though it's a simple, easy thing, it makes such a big difference in that presentation.
Doing it properly makes all the difference as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, not the handyman's work is not always the best choice. So rushing can be a huge mistake, and we're going to get into a breakdown of some of the things you want to consider. But let's just talk about putting the listing on the market, the top five kind of times to avoid putting a house on the market. And I see people making this mistake a lot. And we understand that there may be overlying factors that sometimes you have to just list the house during these times of year. And if that's the case, you at least you understand that. Mm-hmm. First, I'm going to cover a couple times of year where we see showing activity down by as much as 40 to 50%. And that's between Thanksgiving and New Year's. And then between kind of like late June, 4th of July through Labor Day, and that's a big chunk of time there. That's a couple months. Mm-hmm. But kid you not, showing activity down by about 50%. Anybody argues with me, I'm more than happy to show you the data on that. But, you know, if you're down by 50% on showing activity, you know, that's a supply and demand. You're just not going to get as much. So if you can avoid that period of time, try to, you know.
However, during that time is a great time to do pre-marketing. Mm-hmm. So if you get on the ball early enough, during in between Thanksgiving and Christmas, people are sitting on the couch a lot, shopping on their phone, looking through stuff. So there's a lot of views online during that time. And once that week or two after New Year's comes in, there's a relatively large quantity of buyers that come out because they've been sitting around with family and eating a bunch of food and looking on their phone during the holidays.
Yep. So, well, pre-marketing and preparation. There's your time. If you're coming to us right now saying, hey, Kirk, I want to put the house on the market, I'd go, okay, let's use this time where it's a little slower to get the house ready, you know, and we're going to get into some of that here shortly. So there's two times of year that you can try to avoid if possible. Here's an easy one that I've seen people make the mistake, and that's listing it right before a holiday weekend. Just wait the few days, wait for the holiday to go by, because you want to talk about drop-off and showing activity. There you're running into 70, 80% drop-offs. I mean, why not just wait the extra 3 or 4 days? Because those first few days are so important. You don't want to shoot yourself in the foot there.
And along those lines, the holidays tend to happen during extreme weather times, you know, either the dead of summer where it's maybe really, really, really hot or thunderstorms, or in the winter where you'll have predicted snowstorms. And you really want to avoid listing just prior to those snowstorms, because the first week or two are the absolute most important to gain buyer activity, because your house will be the new one on the market.
Buyers shop for homes when they're in their routines and in front of screens, not when they're out on the lake or shoveling snow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, day of the week. This is probably an underknown, I don't know if that's a statement, probably not, not as well-known thing as far as timing, but you can have a 40% shift in showings between Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday versus Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So perfect day to actually list is Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, you know, in that timeline. So that way when it gets fully uploaded into all the different systems, you know, whether that's your MLS, your Zillow, Trulia, Realtor.com, these sites take a little while to get the stuff up, but it gives it the time for it to get up there and then get that showing activity. So that's the day of the week makes a big, big difference.
The other thing is a lot of people plan their weekends on Thursday-ish, and a lot of people look at homes on the weekend. So if you put it on Thursday before they start planning their weekend, they may plan on seeing your home.
Yeah, there's a pretty, if you look at the weekly showing activity, you'll see, you know, 15 to 20% gains, you know, between Monday and Tuesday and then Tuesday and Wednesday, you know, and then you get to your Friday and Saturday and that those are your peak, mm-hmm. your peak days for showing activity.
It also lines up good for open houses. A lot of times I know you and I like to not do an open house that first weekend,
right,
because
right.
we want people to have agents to come through, and that, or encourage people who don't have agents to get an agent. So then it gives us that one full week and a couple days to build up some anticipation for an open house and hopefully get a good turnout at the open house the following
week. Well, and going into your pre-market piece, you know, if it's coming down to like it's Saturday afternoon and you don't think you're going to have everything ready to come on to the market, just use the pre-market for an extra 3 days,
exactly.
right? And it's not worth it. It's not worth losing all that activity that you may gain by listing on just the correct day of the week. So rushing on, that's probably the biggest mistake. We'll get into some of the finer points when we come back from our commercial break. If you have any questions, you can give us a call. 612-207-5388. Again, 612-207-5388. Also, check us out online at housegeeks.com. Follow us on our YouTube page. We don't talk about that probably enough. tons and tons of videos on there, a whole history of all the shows that we've done, and we have lots of short videos and top seller tips and things like that. We'll be right back. I'm Kirk.
And I'm Chad.
With Bricks Real Estate and the House Geeks Real Estate Show, Sundays at noon here on AM 950 with your House Geeks Market Minute. 3.07 is the average number of showings per week per listing in the 200 to 400K price range in the Minneapolis area. This is up slightly over last week and is a main indicator of demand in the marketplace. Pending home sales are down 1.3%, and the 30-year conventional interest rate is at around 4.9%. This is up over last week's 4.71.
Conclusion for buyers. With the dramatic spike in interest rates last week, it may be good to hold tight and see what happens over this next week. However, long-term, it looks like rates are going to stay higher. And for sellers, be prepared for it to take longer for homes to sell than just a few months ago. Want to know the smarter way to buy and sell homes in the Twin Cities? Check us out online at housegeeks.com.
Connections Radio Show is all about tapping into our hardwired hunger to connect. We examine meaningful connections to ourselves, our community, and the world around us. By opening the door to innovative insights by a wide variety of interesting guests, we'll make the connections to something bigger than ourselves. Join me, Lori Fitz, your host of Connections Radio Show. And together, we'll make the connections. Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Sometimes when you have more questions than answers about insurance and financial services, it might seem easier to do nothing at all. At Country Financial, we know that every situation is unique and believe that even the biggest goals start with simple steps. So when it comes to protecting the things you love and planning for the future, don't get overwhelmed. Get started with Country Financial. Contact James Toveson today at 651-365-3408.
AM 950 listeners, we have a home cleaning company with an offer just for you. They're Blue Sky Services. Blue Sky Services will wash your windows, siding, gutters, clean those black streaks off your roof, and much more. Window washing starts at $100. Siding cleaning starts at $199. Call Blue Sky Services at 651-447-4484 to ask for the AM 950 special. If you hear this, you have an exclusive house cleaning offer for AM 950 listeners. Call Blue Sky Services at 651-447-4484. That's 651-447-4484.
My closing is falling apart, my stuff's in a van, I have to rent storage space, and that will cost money I don't plan on spending, and the sellers are threatening to sue. My loan officer never called much, so I thought things were fine. Now I have to start over.
Avoid costly last-minute disasters by choosing an experienced local loan officer. Call iLoan at 877-373-4467 or visit iLoanHomeMortgage.com. iLoan Home Mortgage is an equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 4474.
Welcome back to the House Geeks Real Estate Show on AM 950. If you have any questions for us after the show, you can give us a call at 612-207-5388. Again, 612-207-5388. Today, talking about top seller mistakes. We spent pretty much the whole last segment breaking down the, what I think is probably the most important, which is rushing your listing onto market, as it's just not getting everything ready. It will severely cost you quite often. So if you missed that segment, you can go to our Facebook page or YouTube page. Just type in House Geeks and watch that, or listen to it on SoundCloud. Or if you have a fancy radio, you can now they have the rewind on there.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen that?
I haven't seen it. Yeah. Kind of like I still call it TiVo, even though it's not TiVo. But.
Yeah, you just rewind. Okay, so top seller mistakes. This is a huge one, and that's not dealing with, we kind of talked about the paint, how important the paint is, but I also want to get into the carpet. You know, if there are pet stains, if there's wear on there, if there's a spilled coffee, Kool-Aid, you know, roughed up edge where it's a transition, all of that. If you're thinking to yourself, Should I replace the carpet? You know, is this something I should do? The answer is yes. Mm-hmm. Right. If there's any question about it, the answer is yes.
Likewise with paint.
Yeah. I mean, flooring, not only does it change the smell of a property, especially if there's pets in there, but, you know, just the general look.
I have another, and it hasn't been proven, but it makes sense to me. If you paint and if you put carpet in, it does take away from smells, but it also adds a smell. It adds the smell that people associate with
new. Yes.
And people say that it smells new in here. It smells new. And it covers up the dirty or old feelings. And they do say that smell is like one of the strongest senses and one of the strongest senses that associate with people associate with feeling. Mm-hmm. So having that association with new versus old and dirty, I think it's a pretty powerful impact. I haven't seen it proven, but I'm pretty sure it happens.
Yeah. Well, I would agree. I think, you know, we probably could just go in and easily prove that. Let's just find a bunch of houses that have been rehabbed and, you know, mm-hmm. versus similar ones that haven't, that didn't have that done. You can probably see a direct correlation in price.
And when you do that stuff, it makes your photography really pop too. It mm-hmm. does wonders for photography. And if you're putting new carpet in, odds are you're going to have to move all your junk out of the room so they can get the carpet in. If you're going to paint, you move all your junk out of the room. And that's a good time to start staging and decluttering and packing up some of your stuff.
That's staging, cleaning, decluttering, adding appropriate lighting levels.
Yes, bright light bulbs, especially in the wintertime. Bright light bulbs.
That's in our top sellers tips video. I mean, just take a look at the difference between shades down, dimmer lights, and then shades open, brighter lights. Yeah, you can just go to our YouTube, and I think our regular House Geeks page has that one on there.
Along the lines of lighting, this is something that happens all the time. A hard-to-reach light bulb goes out, and homeowners don't replace that light bulb because they think there's enough light in the house. Well, the new buyers that come through associate that with that fixture being broken.
Yep.
Now, we have ways of testing that to see if it is a burnt-out light bulb or a fixture, but you're already putting a negative impression in people's heads thinking that the property is not maintained, wore down, things are broken.
Car analogy, you hit the blinker. The blinker's not working. What are you going to think, you know? You mentioned the professional photography. This is such a big one. And I'll tell you, any photographer out there, if you're not a real estate photographer, professional real estate photographer, you shouldn't be taking real estate photos for a listing. Okay? I have an amazing camera. You have an amazing camera, Chad. Mm-hmm. I can take some amazing pictures of planets and nature and birds and airplanes and all the things that I like to take pictures of. But I should not be shooting real estate photography.
Nor should I.
It's an art. And you know what? Yes, I love taking pictures of planets, but I don't take them as good as a professional astrophotographer, and I recognize that, and I probably wouldn't be putting my pictures in a magazine.
And this is proven. We hear it almost every single day we do showings. We hear, oh my God, it looks so much different online. It looks so much bigger. It looks so much brighter. It looks so much cleaner. When our saying on the show here, and if you've listened to our show a number of times, you've heard us say, pictures tell 1,000 lies. Good pictures can make a bad house look really good, and bad pictures can make a good house look bad.
Right. And so, you know, I know with the photographers we use are chosen because they do a pretty good job of accurately portraying the stage that we have set, the staging, you know, so we're not fish eye wide angle, so it makes it feel too big, and we're not 35 millimeter making it seem like a matchbox.
We want to shine a good light on it without misrepresenting it. The other reason we choose our photographers as we do is they're reliable. When we hire them, we know we're going to get the pictures back on a certain day. Therefore, we can list it on the optimum day of the week and maximize the number of showings in a short period of time.
So here's a good one. You get into a house, it's winter time. Good little 20 degrees outside. You walk in and
the house is vacant, right?
Yes. The house is vacant and it's cold.
because the seller wants to save money by not spending it on a little bit of money for the heat of the home.
So, in a sense, they've told the buyer that they're cheap, and maybe that is reflected in other aspects of how they treated the home.
And the buyers and the agents are both uncomfortable in the house, so...
they want to leave.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But when you open the door and it's bright, and
oh, you know what?
The furnace is turned on to 71 and you're coming in from 0 degree weather, oh, you take your coat off and you stay a while and the lights are on and it's bright and it feels cheery and you spend some time in there to look around.
And you know the furnace might not be broken or having problems or short cycling, all the things associated with keeping the house cold.
Mm-hmm.
If you're worried about saving that $150, you are probably going to lose $5,000 on your sale price. Just keep that in mind. That's why it's such a big seller mistake to leave it cold.
And the converse to that is in the summertime, not having the air conditioner on.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, is it not insulated correctly? That's another one. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a very expensive fix. And these are all the things that you're putting into a buyer's head when they're walking through. So,
and you know, as you're looking up the next topic, when people start looking for a house and they have money on their mind, but in my experience, they choose their house in large part from their gut, how it feels, how it looks when they are in that home and how that experience has affected them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, so you can control. There's a lot that you can control as a seller. So don't make the mistake of you know, putting the wrong impressions into a buyer's mind.
Which leads into the next topic. A lot of sellers, they'll focus on the inside of the house, not realizing that the showing actually, well, the first showing is online through the pictures, but the impression actually starts as we pull up to the house and take the first look at it. So if you put all your focus on the inside and neglect the outside, the buyer is going to think the home's neglected before they even see the pretty stuff.
Well, we talk about in our class, the first thing that we're going to do is an exterior walk around of the house. And you know what? I had one the other day where I'm like, oh, man, I don't even know if we need to go into this one. Mm-hmm. It was so badly staged on the exterior. You know, we almost left and then got into the inside. It's like, it's pretty nice in here, you know. So once again, it's setting that stage in the mind. And so, you know, edge the sidewalk. Get the grass that's growing over pushed back. Put down some fresh mulch. Make sure the door opens nicely. Make sure the screen door looks nice and isn't like rotting.
As you notice, as Kirk's going through these are all, a lot of these are free things that you can do. Yes. And people focus on the really expensive, dramatic things like adding a bedroom, adding a bathroom, those kind of things. What we want to do is help you maximize profit and minimize your costs.
Oh, I mean, just using your own furniture, cleaning and just, you know, general staging. I'm not saying always in putting out professional staging, but just get it set up is important. It makes a huge difference.
And get it set up for photos, because the first showing does happen online and you want to see those nice photos of a home that's staged.
Now, there's quite a few others I was hoping to go through today. We just don't really have the time. As I said, on our YouTube page and on our House Geeks page, we have lots of videos on some of these seller mistakes and things that you can do to help yourself get ready to maximize that sale price. Take care and have a great week.